Shalom, today's daf yomi is Baba Basra, daf Kuf Samach Hei, Baba Basra 165, and in yesterday's daf yomi on Kuf Samach Dalad, we learned about two stories in which Rebbe criticized his son, Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Shimon, for saying Lashon Hara, saying bad talk about Rebbe Yehuda Chayata. So today's daf yomi, the Gemara continues, says Rav Amram, in the name of Rav, Shalosh Averos Ein Adam Nitzol Me'em Mekol Yom. There are three sins which a person is not saved from every day. And the reason why he's telling us this is because we know that we have to be especially careful as it relates to these three sins. And what are these three sins? Hear her, Havera, that a person is very easy to have inappropriate thoughts of a sexual nature, and so therefore one has to be very careful and strengthen themselves in that area. Ve'iyun tefillah, and there's a debate about what this means. The Rashbam says it means that a person, after they pray, they think they did such a good job praying that God is for sure going to give them reward, and they think they're overconfident in their prayer. That's what Rashbam says, iyun tefillah means. But Tosu says, no, we know that people are not overconfident that our prayers are heard. So Tosu says, what does iyun tefillah mean? It means that a person doesn't pay proper attention during prayer, and that their intent is lacking with their prayer. And then the third thing in which a person is often going to sin every day, and what is that? That is lashon hara. A person will say bad talk every single day. So the Gemara says, lashon hara saka daitoch? Is it really the case that a person does lashon hara every single day? So explains the Gemara, rather, what does it mean? Avak Lashon Hara. Avak literally means dust. So it's tangential Lashon Hara. Not direct Lashon Hara, but indirect Lashon Hara. And indeed, Rav Yehuda says in the name of Rav, Rov Begezel, most people commit the sin of theft. Miut Ba'arayus, less people commit the sin of a sexual nature. Va'kol B'Lashon Hara, everybody commits the sin of saying something bad about somebody else. Hakol b'lashon hara cycle daytoch. Do you think everybody commits that sin? El avak lashon hara. Everybody commits the sin of avak lashon hara. So what is this sin of avak lashon hara? Rashbam says what it means is going to amri nora be polanya. What it means is that if you say that there is fire in this person's home, meaning to say that that person is always engaged in cooking. So why is this problematic? Because people will know that that person always has food, and then they could go there and eat. So therefore, you haven't necessarily said something bad about the person directly, but you have sent people to that home, and that person might not want all the guests coming to that home. And so therefore, that's what Rashbam says is what's considered avak lashon hara. You're saying something which will cause other people to go there. Although the Chafetz Chaim says you could have said it with good intent and then it wouldn't be a problem. Rabbeinu Yonah explains it differently. He says, what does it mean to say that there is avak lashon hara? He says that it's something that if you say about this person, or if you're speaking in front of people, you haven't said something bad, but you've incited other people to say something bad as a result of this. And that's like what we said yesterday, that you shouldn't even say something good about somebody, because as a result of saying something good, you'll be inciting other people to say something bad. So that is what avak lashon hara means according to Rabbeinu Yonah. Others, like the Orzarua, says, no, what it means is, it means this idea of the Rashbam, that it means Nora Be'Polanya. Comes along the Rambam, and the Rambam says, no, Avak Lashon Hara is somebody who says that when he speaks about somebody, he says, no, I don't want to say anything bad. I don't want to say Lashon Hara. So by saying, I don't want to say Lashon Hara, you're thereby implying that you have something bad to say about this person. And therefore, that's problematic. Or else, another idea of perhaps what Avak Lashon Hara is, according to the Rambam, is if he says about somebody, that's what he is now, but I don't know what it was before. So as a result of saying something like that, you're indicating that there's more to the story, and therefore you have to be very careful. So these are hints to Lashon Hara, but this is Avak Lashon Hara, and it's very problematic. And of course, we all do it. That's the message of this Gemara, that we have to be especially vigilant in this area. The Chafetz Chaim writes that there are ways to do it, and this is certainly something where intent matters, and so therefore, especially as the case of Nora Be'Polanya, it matters why you're saying it, because if you're saying it in order to say that this is a house which is good food in order to help the person, then obviously it's not problematic. The Gemara in Yerushalmi to Maseches Peah tells us something else. There it says, come and see just how difficult is the sin of Avak Lashon Hara, because we see that Hashem himself said something that wasn't true in order to avoid the sin of Lashon Hara. Hashem qualified his words carefully in order to avoid the sin of Avak Lashon Hara, because we know in Genesis chapter 18, verse 12, it says, Vatitzchak Sarah b'kirbel lemor, that Sarah left in her inside saying, Acharai v'loti, after I have grown old, how am I going to have a child? When the angels came and promised a child, Sarah overheard this, and she said, how am I going to have a child? I've grown old, and my husband is also old. But when God came to Abraham, all he said is, Vayomer Hashem Elohei Avram, lama zetzachaka Sarah lemor. God says, why is Sarah laughing? Saying, Sarah just said, I am old. And God left out the idea that said that Abraham was old. So the Yerushalmi says that God left out that part of the story because God didn't want to say Avak Lashon Hara. So the Bnei Moshe in his commentary in the Yerushalmi points out that this is not actual Lashon Hara. This is a fact. Because saying my husband is old is not something bad. She's saying my husband is too old to have a child. But sin, even though it's not something bad and is a fact and it's nothing wrong with it, still it's Avak Lashon Hara, because Abraham would hear this and he would feel bad. And so therefore, God is teaching us with the way the verses of the Torah are written, how careful and how sensitive we have to be to this sin of Avak Lashon Hara.